Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Do you have an arch nemesis? This Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake drama just keeps intensifying, and now Oprah might have to get involved, too.
Once Oprah gets involved, man, I mean, I feel like that used to be the way that you would, you know, you would settle all arguments. But I got to tell you, I feel like after the Meghan and Harry interview, it's maybe not exactly the way it used to be.
Well, here's the background story. If you're like, what are they talking about? So Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake used to date a billion years ago.
It was such a big deal. Yes. Everybody wanted them to be America's couple.
They were
it
like
was huge.
20 years old.
And when they broke up, it was super ugly.
So Justin Timberlake wrote the song Cry Me a River, which is about Britney Spears. And it's always been drama and people wondering if that was really it.
Supposedly she cheated on him.
Right. And so Britney Spears wrote this book that just came out last year and basically talks about all the bad things that happened in their relationship. Mm-hmm. So now Justin Timberlake puts out a new song and the whole drama comes up again.
I mean, this was nasty. People were involved. There was interview segments. He certainly had different opportunities back in the day to be nicer. Mm-hmm. When she dropped that book, her fans came for him, man.
Yep, they sure did.
Did not paint him in a good light.
So last week he gets on stage and he says, and I apologize, it's hard to understand. I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize to absolutely no one. And then he sings Cry Me a River, which is allegedly about her. So here we go. That's what it is.
It's very interesting to me because this comes just 2 weeks after he was publicly putting out a statement apologizing to Britney Spears and to Janet Jackson and women that he's wronged before in his life.
Now he's going to do an Oprah tell-all because Britney Spears threatened to sue him.
Is it happening?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's the rumor. It's all over the news. But I was thinking about it. I'm like, they're basically just nemesis at this point.
Yeah.
And did you ever have a nemesis before Raven?
Everybody that had a cooler starter jacket than me in 7th and 8th grade. My parents bought me one that was that, you know, like when you wanted something so bad and then they bought you the thing that was just like it but it wasn't the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, I hate you, why are you trying to ruin my life?
Yes,
that's what happened with me with my Miami Dolphins starter jacket.
I'm so sorry.
And I got into fist fights with two guys with starter jackets, one with a Raiders jacket and one with a, it might have been Bruins. I don't know. Either way, I was upset about it. One of those guys I run into from time to time, we have a good laugh. Yeah. The other one, I still consider that if I ran into him and he was wearing a Raiders jacket,
you'd still take him out.
We might have to wrestle again. We might have to roll around again. It's not adult, but there it is. There's the truth.
Who's been like your lifelong arch nemesis? 1-800-330-9999. Tina.
I'm going to have to say it's the piece that you plug the USB into. I don't know how it is statistically possible to get something wrong 100% of the time, but never in my life have I managed to plug a USB in correctly.
I can't believe that you have that same problem. I thought that was a me problem, and it was just because I was dumb.
So wait a minute. So let me understand here. So every time you go to put the end into the cube, you put it upside down, or...
Not necessarily. It just won't go in the first time. I mean, sometimes it was the right way, but you got to flip it and then flip it back before it'll work.
Yeah, me too.
Are you guys using the
No.
Okay.
No, it doesn't work 99% of the time, and I don't understand what I'm doing wrong. And also, when I plug in my phone at night, it's constantly the upside down way. And I don't know, after all these years, why I haven't been able to figure it out. I'm with you.
I'm pretty sure they're getting rid of that problem, by the way. There's going to be one USB for all things pretty soon.
That's what they say.
Right.
We'll see.
No, you're right. Yeah. You're right. You're probably right. Conspiracy theory.
Do you have a nemesis? 1-800-330-9999. Do you have an arch nemesis, a lifelong nemesis? As you watch this whole Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears thing unravel, where their fighting just keeps coming back, and then they apologize, then they're not apologizing, and now Justin Timberlake's going to do a tell-all with Oprah, and Britney threatens to sue. You think like they are destined to be lifelong enemies.
Well, at this point, I mean, there's a lot of things caught up in it, right? The economics and so forth. Timberlake's got this new album coming out. He's afraid that, you know, people are going to turn on him. He's not going to be a big deal. Last album tanked. He says this in the heat of a moment at a show, I'd like to apologize to absolutely nobody. I think he was just caught up in the energy there. But you're a grown man, all right? Don't be silly. Don't be silly. I mean, I had an arch nemesis, or I guess I still do, mm-hmm. is an old boss that if I ever run into this individual, We're going to have words.
I've had to hear about this person.
Oh, if it's a dark alley and there's nobody around.
A decade I've heard about this.
Oh, I'm going to have to check the area for cameras first, but We're going to have a discussion.
Every time Raven and I have to go to a national corporate event, I have to hear about, if we see him, this is what we're going to do.
Hey, you know what? Listen. All right, I remember the story you told me about yours, so I'm ready for them too.
1-800-330-9999. Tim, who's your arch nemesis?
This kid that I was in guitar classes with when I was a kid. We started same time. He was always just a little bit better than me. Mm. And all of a sudden, he started getting all the girls, and He was just a little bit better than me. And now he is a successful musician, and every time I listen to the radio, I have to hear it.
Now we don't know who it is.
Are you sure he was just a little bit better than you?
Right, I was about to say.
He was just a little bit better than me.
Who?
Kenny Wayne Shepherd?
He was not a little bit better than you. The guy's one of the greatest blues guitarists of all time.
I don't know who that is. I don't know who it is.
He's a little bit better than me.
Oh, my God. He's an amazing blues rock guitarist.
What's his name? Hold on, what's his name?
He said his name. Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Kenny Wayne Shepherd?
Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Wayne.
Just a little bit better than me.
All right.
When we started.
Yeah, but when you started, right.
Oh, he's handsome.
40 years ago, right.
He's a handsome guy.
Oh, he's great, but wonderful hair.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, he used to have lovely hair. I don't know if it's still long, but it used to be lovely.
Oh.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, I feel bad for you a little bit. Yeah.
Well, he was just a little bit better than him in many ways.
Brian, how about you? You have a lifelong nemesis?
Yeah, my lifelong nemesis is Alexander Skarsgård.
The actor.
Yeah, the actor. You know, ever since we watched True Blood, my wife and I, she's just been absolutely obsessed with him. And, you know, I enjoyed True Blood. I thought it was good. But ever since then, we have to watch everything that is Alexander Skarsgård. And honestly, after True Blood, I didn't think he was that good.
Oh, come on. He's done some stuff.
Hey.
He's done some big stuff.
Everyone's got an opinion. I thought he was pretty good in Succession. But other than that, like, I'm just over it. And she, like, bought a poster of him, and I'm like, baby, we're in our late 30s. We don't buy posters anymore, all right? Like, what is going on here?
Imagine if I bought a poster of a guy and just put it up in my bedroom. What would Paul say?
I feel like this is quite a thing going on between you and your wife here. I'm actually...
An Alexander Skarsgård.
He is a handsome guy.
I am looking at online at him. I wonder how much...
I mean, he was Tarzan.
Alexander.
Him and Margot Robbie were both... I mean, they were scalding in that.
You like that movie?
I mean, I didn't say I liked the movie. I just said that they both looked pretty good in the movie.
Look at the Tarzan poster. Okay. It's available for $13 on Etsy right now.
You should get it. I mean,
what if I just hung it up in my room and just see what my husband says? He just comes home and I have this shirtless guy dressed as Tarzan on our wall.
Oh, dude, I got to make sure my wife doesn't listen to this.
Oh, they sell pillows, too.
Oh, you guys sound like my wife.